This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Black and brown communities are being hit especially hard by COVID-19, but what about LGBTQ people, a population who often face healthcare discrimination? Advocates say they're not sure because health officials aren't tracking gender and sexuality at COVID testing sites, and some think asking these questions could actually be a barrier to care. WBEZ's Vivian McCall reports.
Chicago couple Delilah Orizaba and Danny Ald have been happily stuck together during quarantine.
We got engaged a month into COVID, into like the whole shelter in place.
But also she had the ring months before.
But the close proximity meant that when Orizaba got COVID last month, Ald got it soon after. They both went to the ER and Orizaba had a bad experience.
The minute I mentioned I was trans, they were very just like worried that like me being on hormone therapy was somehow causing all the symptoms.
What is it? You've been on hormones for 4 years, right?
Yeah, I've been on hormone therapy for 4 years.
Many trans women fear these healthcare interactions, feeling brushed aside when they really need help or not getting any at all. That's a big problem for this community because queer people frequently struggle with poverty, mental health, and face discrimination of all kinds, all factors that could lead to worse health outcomes, especially for people of color within the LGBTQ community, says Josie Paul of the Queer Social Service Agency Chicago House.
We expect that then issues around COVID outcomes are going to be worse because there's going to be more stigma about accessing healthcare. There's going to be more difficulties accessing healthcare.
At the start of the pandemic, the Human Rights Campaign compiled the latest studies on LGBTQ health and economic disparities. They found out of the roughly 16 million queer people in the U.S., about a third of them worked essential jobs where they could be more easily exposed to the virus. And in 2018, the CDC found 1 in 5 queer people didn't see a doctor when they needed to because they couldn't afford it. But when it comes to COVID-19, no one is sure how the LGBTQ community is doing right now. Neither the Chicago or State Health Department are asking COVID-19 patients for their status when they're tested. Some people, like Josie Paul, think that because queer people are a marginalized population, it's important to know what they are collectively experiencing.
It's deplorable that CDPH and IDPH don't have that data. So it will all remain anecdotal because they're too small for me to worry about. Disparities get erased.
Others say testing should be as easy and accessible as possible, and asking too many personal questions could spook people.
So for us, you don't need to have an ID card, you don't need to have an insurance card, you don't really need to have anything with you.
That's Dr. Magda Holberg, Chief Clinical Officer at LGBTQ Clinic Howard Brown Health. The clinic is asking for gender and sexuality, but it's voluntary, and their staff is used to it.
And if the questions make you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to answer them.
She says asking questions insensitively could deter queer people from getting tested. It's a tough dilemma, even for trans women themselves, like our happily engaged couple, Danny Ald and Delilah Orizaba.
I think LGBT people in general are probably safer being able to not disclose that.
Yeah, but like, it. I want it to be gathered. Like,
yeah,
Like if I said like, oh, queer people are disproportionately contracting COVID-19, that's one thing. But if I said like 2 times higher than the general population, like that's a big difference to me.
It could be a while before we know how this is impacting the whole LGBTQ population. The city hopes to address the issue by including questions about gender and sexuality in an upcoming COVID-19 health survey. It's expected to be completed in the fall. Vivian McCall, WBEZ News.